Pane náměstku, vážený pane komisaři, vážené dámy, vážení pánové, ráda bych vás přivítala na dnešní tiskové konferenci. Nejprve bych poprosila oba pány, pana náměstka a pana komisaře, o krátká shrnutí jejich jednání a poté bude dán prostor pro otázky novinářů. Děkuji.
Dobrý den, dámy a pánové. Dovolte, abych zde uvítal evropského komisaře Andrise Ljubalcse. Komisař má krátkou návštěvu v České republice, v zásadě půldenní. Dneska ráno navštívil poslaneckou sněmovnu, sešel se se zástupci výboru zahraničního a výboru pro Evropskou unii. Také se sešel dopoledne se zástupci České rozvojové agentury a neziskového sektoru a dále před několika minutami jsme ukončili jednání se členy Mezirezortní rady pro zahraniční rozvojovou spolupráci. Samozřejmě, že tématem našich jednání byla budoucnost rozvojové spolupráce Evropské unie a výraznější zapojení členských států nebo nových členských států do přípravy a realizace unijní rozvojové pomoci. Komise k tomuto připravuje zelenou knihu, na kterou má proběhnout další diskuze a je věcí pana komisaře, jestli vám popíše ten další proces. Nicméně Česká republika v této souvislosti zdůrazňuje svůj zájem se více účastnit toho formování a implementace rozvojové spolupráce Evropské unie, být tam aktivnější, přičemž jedna z oblastí, kterou my vnímáme s ohledem na naši historii jako prioritní, je využití našich transformačních zkušeností. Teda to, co jsme my získali v minulosti a co jsme se naučili implementovat dál. Děkuji vám a dal bych slovo panu eurokomisaři.
Ladies and gentlemen, I will start saying that year 2010 is definitely development policy year because of Millennium Development Goals Summit and the global commitment to fight against poverty. Should it be translation now? No need, yeah? No. Okay. In this respect, European Union, as the biggest provider for aid today, we give 60% of aid, definitely need to revisit our development policy, how to make it stronger and more coherent. As a result, I will present to member states green policy on modernization of development cooperation with particular emphasis on accountability, effectiveness, and solid impact on growth in developing countries. Because it's very clear that the fight against poverty, it's first of forever for all, it is a task of the countries themselves. We can provide support, but we can never do the work in their place. And that means some areas need to be addressed, like clean energy provision in developing countries. For example, today 1.4 billion people has no access to electricity. It is one particular issue that I think we need really can have a good focus on. I also use the opportunity today to see the Czech system of development. And I believe that the law adopted has provided very coherent, very slim, and a very effective system. The only wish that I expressed, particularly in the parliament, that the financial means in the system should be increased. Today it's 0.12% of GNI, and commitment for new countries is 0.33% of GNI by 2015. But it would be good if its increase could be gradual, not one-off jump. So I believe that the system is coherent, strong, and could provide value added for developing countries and also for the whole European Union. And last part, my Czech colleagues spoke a lot about the experiences from new member countries that could be used in development cooperation policy. I very much support it. We have concluded the work on transition compendium, and we will use this issues in our formulation and strengthening EU development policy. I would like just to end up saying that development policy shouldn't be regarded as charity policy. It's investment policy for the human resources globally and for the growth in developing world and also in the European Union. Thank you.
Děkuji. A nyní bych poprosila o otázky novinářů.
Dobrý den, Pavlína Hřimánková, Mediafax. Já bych se chtěla zeptat pana komisaře, v čem konkrétně vidí nedostatky nebo potenciál dosavadní rozvojové pomoci České republiky. Děkuji.
Well, today we have so roughly for development cost is 50 billion. 10 billion goes through EU budget, 40 billion is national budget. So I think before that was my first interest that there is more money for development. That's obvious. That's obvious national policy driven objective. Second, I believe that that is the only missing part at today's strategy, because number of countries is reduced. It's very few countries, whereas the Czech Republic will be number sector are 5, and one sector for my great satisfaction is clean energy. So I would very much would really win the only wish I have that the policy should be beefed up with financial resources. Otherwise, I would say it's very logical, clear, streamlined, and that's in this way it provides the biggest value added. Because at the end of the day, we will have synergies of 27 policies, the member countries, both if it be solid enough and well supported financially.
ČTK. Já bych na to tedy navázal a zeptal se pana náměstka, jak se on dívá na možnosti teda České republiky navýšit rozpočet na tu rozvojovou pomoc a o kolik je to podle něj reálné.
Děkuju za tu otázku. Já bych řekl, že není všechno jenom o vyšší peněz, ale je o efektivitě využívání těch peněz. To je potřeba si zaprvé uvědomit. V této souvislosti bych chtěl říct, že máme skutečně nový systém, moderní systém, jak realizovat rozvojovou spolupráci z těch nových členských zemí nebo ve střední Evropě, jsme úplně v čele. Za prvé. Za druhé, jsme znásobili v minulých letech od roku 2000 násobně částku na rozvojovou pomoc. A za třetí, teď v době redukcí úplně všech aktivit státu nedošlo k žádné redukci financí na rozvojovou pomoc. Takže v tom nárůstu těch financí máme přestávku a nejdeme dolů, což lze vykládat jako náš postoj finančně prioritní k této věci a já to pokládám za úspěch, že nedošlo k redukci. Jsme na 0,12. Primárně samozřejmě nedosahujeme těch požadavků. Ten nárůst obíhal v minulých letech a pro nás je samozřejmě úspěch, když nedojde k redukci, což nepředpokládáme, že by došlo k redukci. A jakmile to bude možné, tak bude následovat nárůst tak, jak jsou naše závazky, ale Česká republika v tomhle tom ve srovnání s ostatními není žádnou černou ovcí, prostě my jsme v těch trendech.
Ještě nějaké otázky?
So if, maybe I ask it in English for Mr. Commissioner. So why Why exactly have you actually traveled to the new member states now? Or is there a specific reason? Is it because this is where you want to see the increase? Or how is it there compared to the old EU member states? Thanks.
I think there are at least, three reasons. First, it's always an opportunity when the European Commissioner is also for national government to more increase interest in development cooperation policy, just to have some debate. I met also in the parliament. Normally it's not in everyday political life, in the particularly new member countries, and then it gives good opportunity to explain what the law is about, and I think public awareness raising, critical or not, but I think that is one thing. Second, Czech Republic is also now coming in EDF also as a payer. So it will be contributing wins. And they need to feel, country as a whole, as ownership of it. It's not EU, it's Czech Republic through EU bringing policy. And that, I think, is very clear that we need with a clear understanding that they are not giving money to me. They are using their money through the pooling resources to achieve goals in some areas. And I think that is a very critically to get this ownership idea, because EDF is basically was created by old member states. They are coming in, and I think that is. And third, as I would like to make this development policy more focused, I mentioned one of, for example, clean energy. I need their support, because if in development policy, you can say everything is important. Health, education, agriculture, everything is needed. But when you focus, you need to convince member countries to support some focusing on some particular areas, and you need political lobbying. So that's what I would say. It was not particular reason that Czech Republic is standing alone. I would say it's normal work of commissioner really to get support behind the policies he would like to represent. So that's why I'm very much appreciated today meeting, but it's definitely not the last time when I'm in Czech Republic, because I don't need it to sell. I really need it to be acting as a trusted agent of Czech Republic representing European Union development cooperation area.
Děkuji vám. Tisková konference je u konce.
Děkuji. Okay.